Good weekend to you, Oklahoma. This is David Van with Sooner Politics, bringing you another installment of our weekend report. It is the 29th of December. We're about to wrap up another great year in Oklahoma, great year to be American. There's been a lot of things going on this week, and we want to get right into them. I appreciate you being part of this holidays, and we're going to wrap this up before I head on to watch the OU Alabama game. Hope you're having a great weekend. All right, let's talk about a few things. One of the things we covered earlier this week is the Orwellian police powers that are going on in Oklahoma. It seems a few years ago, there was a well-intentioned bill in the legislature that in the last few weeks got gutted and replaced with something that would make George Orwell very happy. You see, we authorized by our legislature back in 2014, and our governor signed it, a system where we could sign up and become a subscriber from a group out of Sweden that had developed these scanners that they would be mounted in a car, much like you see in the picture here. And it would go around taking pictures of every license plate in the state. And it was going to cross-reference it with a database of everybody who had an insurance policy that was approved by the state of Oklahoma to meet the state standards for liability insurance. Now, in Oklahoma, you're required to pay for registration to remain current and have insurance on your vehicles in Oklahoma. And I don't know that there's a qualifier for something that's parked in storage or not, but we're going to have to get these answers. You see, what these guys do, this company devised these systems, and they commissioned four of them in Oklahoma. And this month, they've come back with a list of over 1,000 people that, according to the databases, and databases don't lie, don't you know, people who didn't have their insurance on the approved list for whatever reason. Either they didn't have insurance, their insurance had lapsed, or for whatever reason, now these people were sent a letter. In that letter was a citation. Now, the citation did not go to who was driving the vehicle. Citation went to whom the vehicle was registered to. So if Dad's got an old car that he's been working on, he doesn't have insurance on it, but it's a project that he's got, and teenagers one weekend when Dad's out of town, they decide to go out on the town with it, somehow gets picked up on the scanner, Dad gets a ticket. Dad didn't have insurance on his vehicle. Doesn't matter whether Dad was driving it or not. Doesn't matter who's driving it. I'm not sure it matters whether it was driven or not, even parked on the street, maybe off the street, could still get Dad a ticket. Now, this ticket didn't all just go to the state of Oklahoma. Well, sure, it was written to Oklahoma when Dad or Mom or whoever has to write the check, but nearly half of it, half of the money collected, goes to the Swedish company through their Massachusetts American affiliate. That's right. This company gets a cut of everybody they can scan. Problem is, it's not everybody. Problem is, legislature exempted a bunch of people. Any corporate fleet of vehicles was exempted. That's right. They weren't going to write those tickets for any of the major utilities, major companies, the big employers, the big guys. If you've got fleet coverage, you're exempted. If you're a municipality, as many municipalities in Oklahoma do not carry insurance, they got themselves an exemption. I live in Tulsa. City of Tulsa self-insures. That's right, the legislature lets them do that. They don't let you or me do that. And furthermore, they exempted everybody with a tribal license plate. That's right. If you got your tribal license plate through the Chickasaws, the Choctaws, the Cherokees, the Osage, or the Creek tribes, you are not going to have to face this. They're not going to go after you the way they're going after the rest of Oklahoma. It gets worse. They decided they need a couple more vehicles just for Tulsa metro area and the Oklahoma City metro area. They want to heavily saturate that target-rich area, those two metropolitan areas. So, are you happy with this? Tell your legislature whether you are or not. Me, I've got a problem with it. I've got a problem with ticketing somebody who wasn't driving the car. Ticketing somebody who may not even own the car. That's right. The problem is, you sell a car, Craigslist, whatever, you know, and the new owner is laxed in getting it registered, and it shows up in the scanner, you're still the registered owner until the new owner decides to register it himself. If you want to get around that, there are accommodations for it, but it's going to cost you as a seller to go take the initiative to let the state know that you've divested yourself of any ownership of that vehicle. It's a problem. Folks, this is a real problem. In my mind, it is nothing more than a way of collecting revenue. If there is no crime, or if there is no victim, there is no crime. And this has gone too far. I think what's behind it is definitely the insurance lobbies in Oklahoma, definitely some of the other players in this, and certainly this company, a high-tech company with offices in Massachusetts, but of course their headquarters is in Sweden. Your money going to Sweden. Let's go on. We're going to talk about a few other things going on. Here's another one. This is Senator Ron Sharp. Ron Sharp's from the Shawnee area. He's on a crusade, don't you know? Seems Ron Sharp doesn't like charter schools. Ron has written more bills, at last check, than any other senator for the upcoming session. Last count, I had like 12 or 13. Seven of them were on education, particularly focusing on the charter schools. That's right. The ones that are performing the best, the ones that are costing us the least, the ones that are giving more latitude and flexibility to Oklahoma families, Ron Sharp doesn't seem to like the way the system's going. One of the most troubling bills is one where Ron Sharp decides, you know what, once we get to October 1st of any school year, if you haven't decided to transfer your kid out of a public school and into another one, whether it's into a charter, whether it's, you know, whatever, Ron says, you don't get to anymore. Your school district gets to claim exclusive rights. Your public school district gets to claim exclusive rights to your kids unless they release you. If your kid's getting bullied, if your kid's being a bully, if your kid's getting mixed up in the wrong crowd, you have to find some other system, because it used to be you could try to get your kid out of a bad environment and into a safer environment. You could go with Epic, one of the many charter schools that's very successful in the state. In fact, so successful, Ron's very troubled by him. Well, I'm troubled by what Ron Sharp is doing. I want you, especially if you live in the Shawnee area, his Senate district, let him know. He needs to hear from all of his constituents. If you like what he's doing, okay. If you don't like what he's doing, okay. But you need to know, this is what's happening already. People are getting ready for the next session, and Ron definitely has an agenda. So that's my news on Ron Sharp. We're going to go on to some other things happening on. Here's another one. This is a fella you need to meet. This is Uncle Grumpy, Chris Moe. Chris has been a pain management patient in Oklahoma for a long time. He's, for his chronic pain, he's now turned from the opiates to some of the cannabis medicine. Chris has been, and yes, Uncle Grumpy, his demeanor, he calls himself Uncle Grumpy, because he's grumpy. If you were dealing with the pain he's dealing with, you might be too, okay? But this weekend, Chris really threw down the gauntlet against the cannabis businesses, the medical marijuana dispensaries in Oklahoma, for what he calls several instances of, I'll be nice, I'll call it gray market product getting into the Oklahoma medical marijuana dispensaries. It seems some people are selling, some growers, they have a grower license in Oklahoma, have sold more marijuana than they planted. And Chris seems to have evidence that there's a lot of California medical marijuana product. And yes, it was grown legally in California, but it's not legal to be transferred to Oklahoma. Not by Oklahoma law, not certainly by federal interstate commerce laws. Chris is calling them out. So we talked with Chris last night, congratulated him. In fact, Representative Scott Fettgatter, who was part of the interim study this last summer at the Capitol, highly commended Chris for what he's doing, and I do too. Chris may be naming names soon if it doesn't clean up. Well, I reached out to head of one of the two medical marijuana trade associations in Oklahoma, Chip Paul for Oklahoma Cannabis Trade Association. And we talked about it. Chip's upset too. Chip's very bothered. In fact, he said he plans on getting with the other trade group and perhaps issuing a joint press statement condemning this and seeking the ouster from any of the trade groups for any medical marijuana business involved in the gray market, the taking medicine that's not technically legal and authorized in Oklahoma, probably wasn't grown in Oklahoma, and somehow is making it into our dispensaries. And the good patients, the patients who need this for their pain management, for their anxiety, panic attack, the PTSD sufferers, which includes many veterans, as you well know, the people who are dealing with all kinds of chemotherapy suffering, can't keep food down, the nausea. We've got kids with seizure disorders that are getting incredible relief from this. People with Tourette's and Parkinson's disease that are getting recovered use of their limbs, of their coordination, their ability to speak, their ability to walk, their ability to enjoy life with their family again. These are patients that have too big a needs for the medicine to allow a few bad apples, a few bad players, greedy people, some of them who aren't even from Oklahoma, just moved in long enough to get a license and then become a conduit for out-of-state gray market medicine. I want to commend Uncle Grumpy, my person of the week, for this week in Oklahoma, for stepping out for law and order. Hats off to you, Uncle Grumpy. All right, we're going to move on. We got a few other things happening in the news. I want to talk about this. Here's one. This is interesting. Some of you remember last summer when we had already passed as a state medical marijuana and we're looking to the health department to come up with some emergency temporary rules to facilitate implementing this. Well, so here's what happened. I tell you, sometimes you just can't make this stuff up. So we had a a system where you could tell the legislature, you know, what you think of the rules as they're drafting them. It's called a public comment period. Here's who didn't participate properly in the public comment period. It's a trade group called the Oklahoma Medical Association. It's not a state agency. Now, this logo here, the Oklahoma Medical Board, is a state agency. They're the overseers of the professional licenses of our physicians. Well, one of the requirements in Oklahoma, if you're a doctor, any healthcare worker who's licensed, is you have to have some continuing education. And the OMB, again, the state agency, decided to put this picture right here, this poster, this graphic, from the front cover of their website, on promoting this upcoming event. It's called Pills, Pot, and the Politics of Pain. And it's being put on not by the medical board, not by the government agency, but by a trade group, the Oklahoma Medical Association. The group that probably was one of the most active in trying to kill this new medicine option for people who are facing getting kicked off of opiates by their pain management doctors, people in severe pain, people looking for something that works better than the tranquilizers the VA has them on for the PTSD. The problem with this, and in fact, if you want to take a look at Sooner Politics, we published this story today. The problem with this continuing education course is it doesn't have any real education for healthcare. You start out the course with, it's an all-day session. Of course, you got to feed them breakfast. And then we're going to have law enforcement talk. Then we're going to have former judge talk, and we're going to have, you know, people with law enforcement agencies, and we're going to hear a story of somebody in recovery from an opiate condition. And here's the problem. They called it Pills, Pot, and the Politics of Pain. They're lumping not medical marijuana. They don't want to dignify this medicine with a proper term. To them, it's still pot. Still pot. And they are going to, in the name of public health and protecting the health of our patients, they are going to reward people not for actually getting some good training, like is going to be happening here this next month in Tulsa. Laureate Institute for Brain Science is putting on a wonderful, wonderful continuing ed course. But the medical association, this doctor's trade association, isn't offering that kind of training so doctors can competently care for their patients with these new tools, the new cannabis medicine. No, instead, they are giving them horror stories about how terrible opiates are, and then they're lumping pot in with the opiates. I have a problem. I think we've got some problems with the OMB, our state agency. We definitely have a problem with a trade association that has a very ulterior motive. And I think we need to clean house yet again. So I talked to Chip Paul with, again, the Oklahoma Cannabis Trade Association about this. And his response was, more of the same old, same old. He said, as long as this kind of corruption, the good old boy system of the entrenched agencies and the establishment special interest organizations have this incestuous relationship, and again, we're using our state agencies, our state agency website, to promote this private organization's political agenda, we've got problems. As long as this continues, those advocates of medical marijuana are going to continue to enjoy the moral high ground in Oklahoma. And it's sad that it is that way. We need to renew our confidence as patients, as citizens, in the agencies of Oklahoma. But they're making it very hard for us to do. So let's move on to our last point today. And here, this is more to do with media. I want to talk to you about some developments going on. A few years ago, I was covering on a tragic summer night the death of a dearly beloved state elected official, Mark Costello. Information was coming in fast and coming in through various means, and social media had some of it. And I was doing my best to cover it, and I you know, I had met Mark. I knew Mark. I later learned a lot more about Mark, as we all did after his death. Some of the things that, for the sake of mentally ill loved ones, he protected the privacy of. Sadly, he died at the hands of a mentally ill loved one. The next day, one of the most esteemed journalists in Oklahoma paid me a high compliment, a former editor of the Daily Oklahoman, called me a pioneer of online journalism. Well, I don't claim to be a professional, and I appreciate Patrick McGuigan, for saying what he did. He's a kind man. In fact, we just talked today, and he's watching media change. If you look at the signpost in the graphic, the periodicals, the magazines, the old Poor Richard's Almanac, the newspapers, all of them are going down. Radio is struggling right now. Television even is struggling. Cable TV is going down. Internet and social media are taking off. And the new media of the 21st century is much different. Let's talk about the news sources. Part of it is what you're watching here right now. It is something that is changing a lot of dynamics. You've got new players that aren't the old guard anymore. And in fact, the citizen journalism in America today has got a new birth. And we're all a part of it. You see, the press, as the term is used in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, didn't refer to a trade group. The press referred to a means of distribution, a machine, if you will. And it's just as much a part of the First Amendment as free speech is. It means that you no longer, not only have free speech, you also have the means to distribute your free speech in various modes. That does include the printing press. It also includes TV, radio, tapes, books, recordings, online, social media, the web. We've got some great people in Oklahoma. I'll tell you folks, we've got some great media professionals, and we need to have them. I want to say congratulations to the new ownership of the Daily Oklahoman. They're steering the paper in a good course to reflect the sensibilities of the Oklahoma citizen. They evoke the passions and sensibilities of Oklahoma rather than provoke them. If you want to support good media, you have a lot of opportunities. We are losing one online media outlet, Nondoc. Nondoc, you know, which is short for non-doctrinaire, they tried to run it down the middle as best they could. Operated by fine, fine journalist, Trey Savage. Wherever Trey Savage ends up next, that organization's getting a great journalist. Yes, he challenges me. Yes, he and I come from different places, but it's sad to lose some of the new media. Media does require support. Oklahoma Taxpayers Unite started a media operation this summer, and it's moving on a little bit more steam, more emphasis, more contributors. I'm adding my name to that. Some of you are watching this on the OTU Media website or the Bunker blog outlet. I want to encourage the people of Oklahoma, support media, support the news. You see, it's just like the Second Amendment. We all need professional law enforcement, but we each also need the right to protect ourselves. The same is true in informing Oklahoma. We need good professional media outlets. We need good radio, good TV. We need good print. We need all of the above. But we all each have to do our part in making sure that the right information gets out. For Sooner Politics, I want to wish you all a happy new year. And we'll talk to you again next week on the Weekend Report with Sooner Politics.